Malach Malach Perik Tes Pasuk Dalet. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appearing to Shlomo HaMelech for the second time, giving him exhortations to be positive and to follow the derech properly. Be'atoyim teilech lefonai. And you, as for you specifically, if you walk before me, kasher holach David avicha, just as your father David walked, the son lebav uviyosher, with purity of heart and uprightness, la'asos kichol esher tzivisicha, to do everything that I commanded you, tzivisicha, that I have already commanded you, chukai u'mishpotai tishmor, my chukim, my decrees. Chukim are decrees for which we don't necessarily know the reason. And my judgments, you shall observe. Now, chukim were always a special issue for Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo was always the smartest man in the room. A chok is a decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're not necessarily supposed to know the reason for. And it's not ours to reason why and to puzzle out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. And there's an element of warning here to Shlomo. Shlomo should be on top of the world right now. But the problem is, when you're all the way up on top, sometimes there's nowhere to go but down. And this is the high point, as I've said multiple times, of the Jewish people. We are beyond where we used to be. We're not a hard-scrabble people, a minority fighting against an anti-Semitic world. We're an imperial power with unbelievable influence around the world, as we're going to see over the next two prakim. But there's a wonderful Sefer on Melachim by Rabbi Alex Israel, originally from London, and then in Eretz Yisrael, in Yeshiva Har Etzion. And he wrote a book called Melachim Aleph, Kings 1, Torn in 2, from the Koran imprint, Magid. Very, very well worthwhile. And he sees in Perek Tes and Yud a warning. He says, the Solomon chapters bear a double reading. Upon first acquaintance, the reader is impressed and overwhelmed by the power and accomplishments of this king, by his wealth and wisdom. But as one revisits these prakim a second time, especially with the awareness of Shlomo's failures at the end of his reign, one appreciates that he did not fail overnight. Darker strands and shadows are revealed, indicating the deep flaws that threaten the impressive national enterprise. There are fault lines here. And this warning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Tes is beginning to give an understanding of some of those fault lines. If you follow in purity, Tam, remember Tamim, the simple one. The Tam asks Mazos in the Haggadah. He doesn't ask complex questions. He doesn't look for ulterior motives. He goes straight to the heart of the matter. David HaMelech is credited with that incredible incisiveness, that willingness to be a tam when necessary. For Shlomo, that is a very, very hard thing to do. So this is a moment after Shlomo gave one of the greatest tefillos in the history of the Jewish people. But there's some warnings here. Follow my chukim, follow my mishpatim. Then I will uphold the throne of your reign, your kingdom over Klal Yisrael forever. Just as I spoke of David your father, saying, not El David Avicha, but Al David Avicha, upon David your father. Because remember, a lifelong eternal kingdom of David doesn't have to include Shlomo. But upon David, I said, Lo yikares lecha ish me al kisei Yisrael. I will not cut off one of your descendants from the throne of Yisrael. That's an incredible promise. But we have to fulfill our side of the bargain. Pasuk vav, im shov teshuvu natem uvneichem me'acharai. But if you, plural you, not singular you, but you, all of yous, and your sons stray, turn away from me. Below Sishmaru Mitzvosai, Chukosai, and they do not keep my commandments. And again, my Chukim. Chukim get two references. Mishpatim get one, Mitzvos get one, Chukim gets mentioned twice. Asher Nosati Lufnechem, that I have set before you. Alachtem va'avadatem Elohim acherim. And you go, you, not they, you go, and you serve other gods, v'shtachavisem lohem, and you bow to them. V'chratiyas Yisrael me'al p'nei ho'adama, asher nosati lohem. Says Pasuk Zion, the nightmare. I will cut off the Jewish people from upon the face of the earth, or at least from their land, from the face of their land, asher nosati lohem, that I gave to them. That's habayis asher higdashti l'shemi. And the Beis HaMikdash that literally just a moment ago I have made holy for my name. Shlomo HaMelech made a beautiful building, but he didn't make it holy. The Shechina made it holy. The great cloud that filled it made it holy. Ashalach me'al ponoi. I will send away from before me. Ashalach. It's not saying he's going to destroy it, but it's as good as saying he's going to destroy it. And remember, as we've been saying, Klal Yisrael had an overconfidence that as long as the Beis HaMikdash stood, they were invulnerable. God would never destroy his own house. From the very beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu warned Shlomo that that could happen. If you do, the Malbim says, Ra'os Rabos Vitzaros. If you do terrible things are going to find you. And part of that, as we're going to lay in Echa, as I record this, we're probably listening to this after Echa already, after Tisha B'Av, V'haya Yisrael l'mashal b'lishnina b'chol ha'amim. One of the great curses of Klal Yisrael is that we will become an example and a mockery among all the nations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, I'm not going to love you anymore, I'm not going to be committed to you anymore. I said I would place my name on the Beis HaMikdash forever. I said my eyes and my heart will be there all the days, we said in previous psukim. But if we are bad enough, if we fall short enough, then we become an example to all of the nations. And a mockery. Defiled, disgraced, destroyed. The man Loez brings down. Terrible things could ensue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a warning at the height of our joy, and Shlomo HaMelech even mentioned it in his tefillah. We'll see the end of the tefillah, and then the incredible wealth of Shlomo, a strange juxtaposition, next time. But in that incredible wealth, as Rabbi Israel is warning in his Sefer, there are seeds of the fact that something is missing and something is wrong. And we'll see that as we go on.